DW.
You're ready?
I am. Where are we going?
We could go behind the old airport.
So I'm picking blueberries with Teresa Hunter on the tundra in the remote village of Djuathblak. They are big and juicy and inspire Djuathblak's name. It means the great blueberry in Yukten, the language of the Yupik. Djuathblak sits in western Alaska on the Kuskokwim River. Western Alaska is home to the most recognized indigenous tribes in the state. The Yupik are one of the indigenous groups, as well as the Chupik on the western coast, and the Athabascans a little farther north. They have lived in the region for millennia and still practice their traditional way of life. And that means they hunt and fish and forage for the bulk of their food.
Usually salmon comes first, and the times around that are maybe third weekend of July. And then after salmon, then the blueberries are ready. But it was different this year.
The price of food in rural Alaska is also much higher than in cities like Anchorage. So subsistence is necessary to live there. Teresa says this year she noticed something different about the berries.
They were ready end of June, the salmon berries, and the blueberries are starting, now it's August, they're starting to get soft, and usually they're still good.
That means the time to fish and the time to pick berries now overlap.
It's a little difficult to try to do both at once. Worry about your fish and then you got to go think of your berries.
Then there was the heat wave this summer.
It was crazy. I was mainly at camp, so we were out. And then when I was here at work, it was just, oh my goodness, I didn't want to be here. I just wanted to go home and lie in a tub of ice.
Anna Kenty Salison lives in Bethel, 100 miles down the river from Djuathblak. The heat wave sent temperatures up to 32 degrees Celsius in early July, a first in some places. No one knows how high temperatures reached in Bethel because the local weather station malfunctioned. But suffice to say, it was hot. And the heat may have killed the salmon that Anna Kenty saw floating in the Kuskokwim River while fishing.
I kind of found it sad. I wanted to take them, but I didn't know why they were dying until I read this article saying that the heat wave was what was killing them.
But if you ask people living on the Kuskokwim River about climate change, they'll tell you that it's not a surprise. The elders have warned them that these changes are coming. Teresa was a teenager when she first heard the warning.
He told us that was about 30 years ago, maybe 32 years ago. He'd come to our school and talk about, you know, life and how things are going to change. And he said downstate's weather's going to come up here to Alaska. And I'd wonder how he'd know these stuff, even though he couldn't read. And sure enough, we're having the weather that he's talking about.
She worries about how her grandchildren will continue their way of life with warmer temperatures disrupting it, especially in the winter. That's when the changes are seen so clearly. In the winter, the rivers freeze over and are called ice roads. People drive on them with cars or snowmobiles or four-wheelers. But the ice is freezing later and not as thickly, so people rely on expensive air travel. Here's Bethel Search and Rescue volunteer Mark Leary.
So these hub airports get overloaded. People stuck for days. Freight and mail especially backed up. They have to, pushing the envelope of safety so that they can start traveling by their own means.
Two men died this past winter, falling through ice while traveling. Two others died when they drove their snowmobiles into open water. Then the other challenge facing villages is erosion. Less sea ice on the Bering Sea is accelerating erosion for coastal communities like Nutok. the village is finally relocating a third of its residents to a new and more stable location in the next few months. But other communities are looking at doing the same, or at least relocating part of the village. Those include Quinnahock, which also faces the Bering Sea. Here's Warren Jones, a leader in Quinnahock.
I think it's time to start preparing. It's coming. It's no way about it. We have to relocate to better ground, get these engineers out there with the certificate and say it's good land, even though our elders know already what land to pick.
The other is Napakiak on the Kuskokwim River. They have to move its school, which is less than 100 feet from the riverbank. The region's tribal leaders have held meetings to come up with a climate adaptation plan to address these challenges. But the final version has yet to come out. Christy Schallenberger, DW, Alaska.
This report was brought to you by DW.